We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Trusted choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is Monday, January the 20th. In the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. Thanks so much for being with us tonight, and hope you can be a part of the show. 866-TAR-HEEL is the phone number, 866-827-4335. Casey is back in the studio. He will take your call and question, write it down, send it to us. We'll tackle as many of those as we can as we move through the hour. A couple other ways that you can send your question in as well, via Twitter, write to me, at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end of that name. You can tweet me a question. I'll check it throughout the show, and if we get one there, we'll grab those too. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, thanks for being here. You can put a question in the comments section below the video. Will is here with us. He will grab some questions off of that feed if we have some and send them to us as well. Coach Williams on the road tonight. He has been out recruiting today and on his way back, but wasn't going to be able to get back in time for the show this evening. So excited to have Tar Heel former player and now assistant coach Brad Frederick filling in for Coach. Coach, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing all right. Thanks great. So much for being here. And I wish we had a happier game to talk about, unfortunately. Tar Heels were up in Pittsburgh on Saturday afternoon. And, man, just a really tough first 20 minutes. Really doomed the Heels. Just turnovers, good shooting from Pitt. They built a big lead, and Carolina just could not overcome that big halftime deficit.
Yeah, it was really difficult. We had an unfortunate start to the game, and the first half was just uncharacteristic of what we're used to, obviously. I felt like we had really competed against Clemson, and unfortunately the first half against Pitt, just not enough defensively. They scored at will, and with our struggles to score, just made for a difficult half. I thought we answered the bell a little bit at halftime and defended much better in the second half, but unfortunately our struggles to score the ball continued.
Yeah, Pitt only had one field goal in the last 15 minutes of the game, but just not enough offense for Carolina right. to cut a lot into that lead.
Yeah, you know, scoring has been, I think, to me, our number one problem all year long, and certainly without Cole and the offense that he provides, it's just been a challenge. And so when Garrison isn't going at 100% and other guys are struggling to score, it just makes it really difficult. But part of our problem is when you struggle to score like that, it can impact your defense. You feel like, you know, last year, years past, we were able to just outscore some people, and certainly not the case with this year's team.
You know, I'd be interested in your opinion. You guys switch defenses as frequently as you have all year in the second half. You threw some zone out there several times. There was some scramble as well. Do you think that's something we'll see more of, or was that more of a just this one game instance?
No, I think so. I certainly think when you're losing, you try to find any answer, whether it's offense or defense, but we continue to try to find a way to stop people. I think our number one problem for me defensively is our inability to guard the ball. Teams are driving the ball, and that creates a lot of three-pointers, it creates baskets at the rim, it creates easy shots for the offense, and whether you're in man or zone, you still have to guard the ball. I did think the zone was better for us. Pitt is not a historically great shooting team. Certainly they made a lot of threes against us in the second half in Chapel Hill, but so zone was a good option for them. We're trying to mix it up. Given our offensive struggles, sometimes scrambling and trapping can give us some easy baskets, and so we'll keep trying to find the right answer. We're not there yet, obviously, and we do need to improve defensively. But, you know, it's a matter of scoring enough points to win, and we need guys to make more shots.
I know this is probably the billion-dollar question, not even the million-dollar question, but
right.
What do you think has been the biggest problem offensively? Do you not like the shots you guys are getting? Is it just a matter of the shots aren't going in as frequently as you would hope they would? What do you think
issue is? I think we've gotten good looks. Obviously, the strength of our team right now without Cole is Garrison and Armando inside, and Garrison has certainly been our most consistent offensive player this season. Armando has been up and down. He's had some great games. He's had some games where he struggled, which is normal for a freshman. You look at the way he played against Oregon. He was unbelievable. And then had other games, you know, where he was 2 for 14. And so I think the last couple games, he's been a little bit more consistent. We need that from him. Brandon Robinson, certainly our best outside shooter. But then after B-Rob, there's a significant drop in terms of percentages. And we need some of those other guys to step up and make some shots.
An issue on Saturday, it hasn't been an issue necessarily every game, but turnovers were a problem. Pitt had 23 points off 16 Carolina turnovers.
Yeah, and again, and when you struggle to score and you have that many turnovers, certainly been a problem for us this year. It makes it difficult. And as Coach Williams has said a couple times, you know, we have never been in a position where we've had to start more than 2 point guards, and now we're on our fourth guard.
Different one.
And quite honestly, I've been really amazed and impressed at what Jeremiah Francis has done because I did not feel like when we got him he would ever be able to play. That's just my honest thought about where he was, but he's trying, and it's difficult when you haven't played basketball in 2 years to all of a sudden be thrust into, okay, here you're the starting point guard in the ACC. And so he's trying to figure that out, and he's done a good job, but sometimes he can get a little out of control. And obviously Cole was someone who could get in and create shots for other people. He was our best penetrator and best guy at taking care of the ball. So trying to work through all that, and then quite honestly it's just been a challenge with not knowing who's going to be able to play each night. Some nights we might have Jeremiah, some nights we're not, just with the reality of his legs, his knees, and you know, Leakey's been injured, and so we're just trying to fight through it as best as we can and get enough guys out there to play and practice.
Two really good things from Saturday. You mentioned another strong outing from Garrison Brooks, his fifth straight double-double, and you guys really hit the offensive glass, and Carolina always does, we know
right.
that, but a season-high 24 points in second chance points and kept you in shouting distance there in the second half.
Yeah, the offensive boards have always been huge for us. Garrison certainly does the best job of that, but we'd like to see some more shots go in, so we don't have
fewer
to get
opportunities.
As many of those. Yeah, but certainly Carolina basketball, we thrive on getting offensive rebounds the way Coach Williams likes to play, and so we'll have to continue to do that, again, to manufacture as many points as we can.
I'd be interested from the coaching staff perspective, and Coach Williams has talked about this some as well. It seemed like on Saturday there were just a couple times the frustration was palpable about
right.
it just wasn't going right. Is there a way to help the guys avoid that or work past that and just play as freely as they can?
Yeah, it's tough when you're losing like this and you've lost multiple games in a row. And again, when you're feeling like that it's just an uphill battle right from the start, it's difficult. And, you know, we talked to some of the guys. I think Garrison has been incredible for us all year long, and he expressed some frustration during the game. And that's just not something that we're used to. And so you have to try to keep your emotions in check. that was, I can tell you, we get a minute probably as assistants to talk at halftime, and I think that was the most animated I've been. So it is frustrating. You just try to encourage the guys. We got to keep battling. The only thing Coach Williams keeps expressing to the team is we just got to work our way out of it. It's not something where we can just hope things happen. We got to continue to try to get better every day of practice, and Coach Williams is leading that charge himself.
We'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight. So glad that Coach Frederick is joining us. We're going to take questions. We're going to talk to Brad a little bit more about a couple other things when we return. Then we're going to start getting to those questions. So 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Again, you can call in. Casey will take your call, get your question. You can send me a tweet at Jones Angel. We'll grab those too. Or you can put a question in the comments section of the Facebook Live broadcast. Y'all, we're ready to clap. Go ahead and clap now. You're ready over there. We're going to take a break. More to do after this. We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500. $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
It's Monday, January 20th, and Roy Williams live. Brad Frederick filling in for Coach Williams tonight. Coach out on the road next week. By the way, Tar Heels play on Monday next week, so it'll be one of our Tuesday shows coming up next week. Carolina is at NC State next Monday. So we'll be here Tuesday night next week for the next edition of the show. Look forward to seeing you then. Show brought to you in part by North Carolina's Electric Cooperatives, and they are sending young men in grades 6, 7, and 8 to the Coach Williams basketball camp this upcoming summer for free. To take a shot to do it, go to ncelectriccooperatives.com/Roy, and you can submit an application for a chance to win. All expenses paid to Coach Williams camp, courtesy of North Carolina's Electric Cooperatives. Brad Frederick joining us here on Roy Williams Live. All right, Brad, you're the head coach of the JV team this year. Tell us how JV squad is doing. How's your season going?
So far, it's been a great experience for me. I think it's been really exciting to run my own team and just kind of see what the difference is between sitting next to coach and offering suggestions that can never be wrong and and actually having to decide, you know, who goes in the game, what plays we run, all that kind of stuff. So It's been great. Had a great group of kids to work with. We actually, every year, the JV team does one road trip. And so this year, our road trip was to during the off week was to Charlotte after the Clemson game. And obviously, getting on the bus right after the Clemson game was very difficult. But those guys brought my spirits up the next day with just how grateful they were to be a small part of Carolina basketball. And, you know, we get so spoiled with the way we travel and the way we do things, the way coach treats our players, that it was really refreshing for me to see a group of kids who thought the greatest thing on earth was getting a pizza after the game and a sandwich before the game. And so it was just really a joy to be around those kids.
What have you learned about yourself as a coach, maybe as you're going through this as the head man?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's easy to, like I said, to offer suggestions to Coach Williams, but it's difficult when you actually have to control. You know, I felt like sometimes we had a very good JV win on the road, and then, you know, 30 minutes later, I'm getting a text from one of the guys saying, hey, Coach, what do I got to do to play more? And, you know, so as an assistant, you don't get that as much. But I've learned that, you know, there's a lot to contemplate during the game. There's a lot to contemplate in practice. And I do have a couple of student assistants who help, but mainly it's just on me. So there's a lot to think about, and I can't imagine, you know, how much Coach Williams has to deal with. And then when you consider that coaching is probably only, you know, 10% of the job for him, and there's so much else outside, which I don't have as the JV coach, but everything else, it's just there's definitely a lot on his plate.
Carolina is – it might be the only. I know one of the very few, if there are any others, yeah. that have a JV program. Why is that important in your mind that's stayed around for so long?
I think Coach Williams has fought to keep that going, partly because he had success as a JV coach. It meant a lot to him and his development, coaching the JV team here for 7 years, because it meant a lot to Coach Smith. So both Coach Williams, Coach Smith, you know, the JV program was essential. And Coach Smith always talked about wanting to give Carolina students a small opportunity to see what Carolina basketball was like. And so these guys, you know, they practice 5-6 days a week. We play in front of no fans or no, you know, nobody's really there for the games. And so it's just it means the world to them just to feel like they're a small part of the program. And so that's why Coach Williams, I think, really wants to have it. Also, it gives, you know, Coach Davis has done it the last couple of years. This is my first year doing it. It's a chance for us to learn on the job. So hopefully if we're ever blessed enough to be head coaches, that we'll, you know, get a good experience doing the JV program.
Now, you, of course, have a long history with the Williams family. Your dad was the athletic director at Kansas who hired, sure, Coach Williams. I think we know that story. We've told, right, that here. Had an opportunity to talk to Scott a couple of days ago. He was on the Carolina Insider podcast this past week. And if you hadn't listened, it's a great interview. But one of the, not because we did anything, because Scott's so good. I asked him during that interview to try to give me some dirt on you that we could hold over you in the future. And he said you were essentially a choir boy, and he could give us nothing negative about you that we could use as ammo in the future. So just for those who don't know, give us the short version of your history with Coach and with Scott and just that the whole Williams family.
Yeah, so my dad hired Coach Williams in 1988 as an assistant at Carolina, obviously. And Scott and I were the same grade, so from sixth grade on, we became best friends and went to school from sixth grade all the way up through Carolina. And when I was in high school, I didn't know where to go. Actually, I almost went to Tulsa to play for Steve Robinson, of all people. He had just gotten the Tulsa job, and I had some small offers to go to smaller schools, but I knew I wanted to get into coaching, and so Coach Williams recommended Carolina to learn from Coach Smith. And so I knew Scott was going there, so that helped. And so, you know, so basically we lived together throughout college and got to spend 2 years on the varsity together. And so just a great experience, and don't get to see him often, but he is able to come up for a few of the games each year and, of course, spend time in the off season together. So Scott's an unbelievable guy. Great family man and smarter than the rest of us, and he chose the non-coaching profession. easier way to make a living. And after every game, he tells me, win or lose, he said, man, I can't believe you guys are doing this for a living. So
you were part of some great Carolina teams in the late 90s. Any right. favorite memories there from those awesome teams in 98, 99, 97, that range?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when Coach Williams just tied Coach Smith, just thinking back to the 97 season. So I was fortunate enough to be on Coach Smith's last team. And we started out the year, the ACC portion of the schedule, 0-3. And there's so many things that strike me about that season. One is, right before the ACC schedule started, we took a foreign trip during the year. And you think about that now, no one would ever possibly do that. But we went to Italy and the Netherlands during the season. We started out 0-3, and there was all the talk about had the game pass Coach Smith by. And would we get the record? The record was 877 at the time, Adolph Rupp. And so that was all on the line. And then I think we were 3-5 at the turn and turn around and won 16 straight games. And Coach Smith got the record. And so just really neat for me to be able to be on the team with Coach Smith that when he passed Adolph Rupp, and then now to be with Coach Williams when he tied Coach Smith. And hopefully, some point this season, he will be able to pass him. Certainly that stands out. And then the next year with Coach Guthridge was such an amazing person who got so little credit for what he did, and just amazing to be around him. And then, you know, Antoine and Vince, all those guys, two guys who scored 20,000 points apiece in the NBA, and Vince still going. I think all the time about how amazing it is that Vince Carter at 42 or 43, whatever he is, I'm 43, so we're the same class, and I struggle to get up and run at lunch, and Vince is still going in the NBA, so just amazing to be around those guys.
What was that moment like when you found out Coach Smith was stepping down? Because, of course, that happened right before practice right. started in that 98 season. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, it was just such a shock to all of us because, one, we had just an incredible team coming back, the 98 team. Think about how many coaches would have said, okay, we got a team that was in the Final Four last year, has got all the key pieces back, got Antoine Jameson, Vince Carter, Ed Cota, Shamon Williams, all these guys, and is going to walk away from that. So that part was a shock to us. But the only key, you know, the only things that, you know, were a little different was Coach Smith had done the individual workouts that fall, and he had never done anything like that in prior years. And so he said to us after the fact that he was trying to see if he could get his batteries charged back up for another year. But it was just such a shock because it was right up next to practice. And so we had the mile run, and Coach said, hey, come on down to the Smith Center. We're going to have a quick team meeting. And then he let us all know. And it was such a matter of fact, hey, Coach Guthridge is going to take over the team. And by the way, you guys got practice tomorrow, you know. And so it was just, there was no time to digest it. There was no summer or fall to think about it. It was, this is happening, and you guys got practice in a day or two, and we go on with the season. Fortunately, Coach Guthridge did an amazing job, but it was just such a shock that Coach Smith was done. And I think, you know, like I said, Coach Guthridge did an amazing job. I think we were 34-4 or something mm-hmm. like that. So an amazing, amazing year.
Carolina made it to the Final Four that year in San Antonio. Unfortunately, fell up short to Utah in the national semifinal. Not that we remember every moment of that game or anything, Brad, for that game for the Tar Heels that year. All right, we're going to take a timeout. Come back. We'll start getting to some of your questions. You can get them in, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Tweets, questions in the comments. You know the deal at this point. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio, or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA All Rights Reserved.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet, with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
To us, a solar panel is so much more than just a solar panel. It's a building block in a clean energy transformation. It's a shift beyond coal and a gateway to more renewable energy for all our families. We're Duke Energy. And all across the Carolinas and in your community, we're building a smarter energy future. Paid for by Duke Energy shareholders.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, it's Roy Williams live. Brad Frederick filling in for Coach. Coach on the road tonight. Appreciate Coach Frederick's time joining us here at the restaurant. New polls out today. New number one, Baylor jumped over Gonzaga, even though Gonzaga has a loss, but Baylor takes over the number one spot in the AP poll this week. Just three ACC teams ranked. They're all in the top eight nationally, though. Florida State ranked fifth, Louisville sixth, Duke is eighth. Carolina plays all three of those teams. Just four total games against those three teams. Three of them on the road at FSU, at Louisville, and then, of course, the home and away versus Duke all coming up. Only one other opponent now for Carolina from this year to this point still ranked. That is Oregon in at number 12. Both Ohio State and Michigan, who have been in the top 25 a large majority of the year, both fell out this past week. There is one ACC game going on tonight. It is in Charlottesville, NC State at Virginia, 18-15. The Pack on top, about 9.5 to go in the first half in that one. Games tomorrow, Wake Forest at Clemson, Miami visits Duke, and then on Wednesday, which is when Carolina plays, up at Virginia Tech, and we'll talk about the Hokies a little later in the show, Georgia Tech at Louisville, Syracuse visits Notre Dame, and BC is at Pittsburgh. Coach, first question comes from here in the restaurant from a friend Sandra sitting over here to our left. She says it is great to see your daughter out there holding her own with the other seasoned ball kids on the court. Wanted to know if your kids are enjoying the full experience of having their dad as a member of the Carolina coaching staff.
They are. They love it. I was joking with my wife. So the first year that Ben was a ball kid, my oldest son, who's 11 now, and he's done it the last few years, was the 2016 season, and that was really the first year he got into basketball, and so we won all our home games. We went to the Final Four, lost in the national championship game. The next year was 17, obviously won the national championship. And I told my wife, I said, Ben does not have any idea what college basketball is really like because all he's known is wins. And so this is the first year that Carson, my daughter, has done it. She's 9. And so she's getting a different view of things right now, but they both love it. My youngest is 6, and he's chomping at the bit to get his turn, but they love being ball boys. It's a great experience, and I always feel that I'm so thankful that Coach Williams allows our children to be around the program. Our kids come to practice sometime. My son, Ben, feels like he's part of the team, and it's difficult as an assistant or a coach, anybody, when you're away from your family so much, that I'm super grateful that coaches allowed our kids to be around.
Question came in, Brad. This was from Kristen. Sent this one in. She said she has heard coach's thoughts on the five players currently signed for next year. She was wondering if she could get your opinion on the five new guys who will be joining Carolina basketball next season. I'll roll through them just alphabetically for you, make it easier for you. We'll start with R.J. Davis.
Yeah, R.J., I got to see him at City of Palms earlier this year, and just a great scorer. R.J. is a smaller guard but has the ability to play both the one and the two, really dynamic scorer, does a great job taking the ball to the basket. And I think he'll provide instant offense for us and the ability to play, multiple guard positions. So really looking forward to get RJ.
How about Puff Johnson, of course, Cam's younger brother?
Yeah, Cam's younger brother, Puff, is similar to Cam in that he's long and lanky and an unbelievable shooter. He is left-handed, unlike Cam. So Puff hopefully will bring some of the three-point shooting that we're lacking this year. And just an unbelievable kid, a lot like Cam.
Great family, of course.
Yes.
Know the Johnsons well at this point. How about Walker Kessler?
Yeah, Walker is a dynamic inside guy. He can play the five. He can play the four. He's a really good shooter for a seven-foot guy. One of the things that he does really well is block shots and rebound. And so the thought of having, a great group of big guys next year with Walker and Dayron, it should be great for us.
That Dayron, I'll skip ahead to him since you mentioned it, but yeah. Dayron Sharp, another big man coming in.
Yeah, Dayron, just a great kid, too, who can score inside. What he does really well is pass as a big guy. So the high-low between Walker and Dayron and Armando and Garrison or whoever we have back next year should be a great fit. But Dayron, a local kid who loves Carolina basketball and has done an outstanding job at Mount Verd this year.
Been committed for a long time,
yes,
too, Dayron
yes.
has. One more, Caleb Love, another dynamic lead guard
yeah.
for you guys.
Caleb, really an excellent scorer as well. He can play multiple positions. One of the things that attracts us about these guys is Coach Williams has had a lot of success, whether it be Marcus Page and Joel Berry playing together or even back to his Kansas days when he had three-point guards out there at the same time, is that you can play an RJ and a Caleb Love together, and they complement each other because they can do so many things well. They pass it, they shoot it, and Caleb, certainly great scorer, athletic, good finisher.
As we have learned this year, can never have enough guys who can handle the basketball and run that point guard position. David sent this one in. Coach, wanted to know how much work goes into scouting an opponent, creating the scouting report, and just kind of what that process is like for an assistant.
Yeah, so just to give you an example, right now my next scout is Miami, and it's interesting just the way the schedule breaks down because we don't rotate every other game or anything like that. We generally keep in the ACC portion of the schedule, generally keep teams that we've had. So I've had Miami the last few years. And so what I will do is I'll watch anywhere from 5 to 8 games of Miami's most recent games, and then I'll go back and watch our games against them last year. And so watch a ton of game film, look at stats. I'll write a scouting report for Coach Williams that is anywhere from 12 to 15 pages.
Oh, wow.
And then we give a smaller version to the team, which is generally just front and back. Then we will, the day before the game, we will give a scouting report to the team where we go over personnel and then show them clips, whether that be personnel clips or offense, defense clips. And then we'll do a walkthrough out on the court. So for me, scouting is a great chance to impact the game, and I love to do it just because I feel like, that's a positive way to make a difference. And, of course, as you watch teams, you get familiar. So Miami, for instance, I know that they're going to set 800 million ball screens for Chris Likes, and we got to try to figure out a way to stop him. But it is a really fun part of the job to scout.
I was going to ask you that it seems like that could get monotonous just kind of you're in the grind of it, but that is something that is fun to you.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. I mean, so I have a difficult stretch coming up here. I have Miami Saturday, NC State Monday, and then Florida State after that. So that's 3 games in 4 days. Or 3 games in 4 games. So sometimes you get into stretches like that. But I think it is fun just because, Coach Williams is obviously going to have the majority of the input on what goes on, but it's a chance for us as assistants to give him suggestions and ideas on what we think could impact the game.
Let's go to our Cruisers question of the night, then we're going to take a break. It's from Curtis, and Curtis, you're going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. Curtis says, when players are struggling with their shot, either from the field, the line, both, how do the coaches approach that with them? How much do you try and work with the form, or do you let it be, just let them get extra shots? How do you guys work when guys are just struggling from the field?
Yeah, Coach Williams has always had the philosophy similar to what Coach Smith did, in that you only want to have one voice as far as correcting someone's form. So it's difficult during the season to try to work with somebody's form. If you feel like someone's struggling with the form, Coach Davis will work on that. But if we have five different people telling, Joel Berry, hey, you need to do this on your shot, that can get confusing. So we want to keep one voice on that. And so Coach Williams and Coach Davis will do that. But what we try to do as assistants is get in the gym with them as much as possible. We'll show them film. Like I know last year Kenny Williams was really struggling with his shot, so I went back and tried to get all his makes from the last 3 years and just show him how many big shots he had hit for us and try to, you know, give him a reminder of what he had done. So it's getting in the gym. Just can sometimes be just talking to them or showing them film. But right now we're trying to do anything we can, to increase these guys' confidence.
Good question, Curtis, and we'll get in contact with you. Our Cruisers question of the night. Again, you're getting a $25 gift card courtesy of Cruisers. We're going to head to break. Come back. More to do with Coach after this from Learfield, IMG College.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
Tar Heel fans, when shopping for your game day celebrations, don't forget to pick up your favorite variety of Lay's potato chips and Tostitos to tailgate like the Tar Heels. Tostitos and Lay's are an essential part of the game day tradition and a proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Whether you are at Keenan Stadium or hosting Heels fans at home, make sure Lay's and Tostitos are a part of your Tar Heels game day ritual. Go Heels!
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wait.
Chicken subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Today, January 20th, Roy Williams live. Brad Frederick filling in for Coach tonight. Coach on the road. We'll be back Tuesday night next week. Don't forget, Heels play State next Monday over in Raleigh. So we'll be here Tuesday night for the next edition of the show. Reminder about tickets, by the way. BC, Duke, Virginia sold out, but some other games, the other games remaining at home for Carolina. Still tickets available. You can head to GoHeels.com. Big old ticket tab right up there at the top of the website. Easy to find, easy to do if you want to come see the Tar Heels play here in the coming weeks. Let's give you a quick update and some other Olympic sports around Carolina. We'll start with women's basketball. 13-5 overall, 4-3 in the ACC. Split a pair of games last week. Topped Miami and Carmichael on Thursday, 78-58. Had a big comeback that came up just short against Louisville, who's top five in the nation yesterday. 74-67 was the final. Carolina went on a 14-1 run in the fourth quarter of that game against the Cardinals. Couldn't quite get over the hump, though. Next action is Thursday, 6 o'clock at Georgia Tech. The women then at NC State Sunday, also at 6 o'clock. So two road games coming up for Coach Bankart and her squad this week. Women's tennis, ranked number 2 in the nation. And big congrats to the doubles tandem of senior McKenna Jones and junior Allie Sanford. They won the doubles title on Sunday in the 2020 Freeman Memorial Tennis Championship. That was out in Las Vegas. Next action for the ladies is at 1 o'clock against Auburn. That is 1 o'clock Friday against Auburn here in Chapel Hill, part of the ITA kickoff weekend. The men on the tennis side is number 4 in the nation. They started the year 2-0, 2 7-0 wins, one over North Carolina Central, one over Wofford this past weekend. They're back in action Saturday at noon versus Elon, part of that same ITA kickoff weekend. Two more gymnastics finished second at a quad meet in Lexington, Kentucky. Kentucky finished first in that one. NC State third. Lindenwood was fourth. Carolina hosts Pittsburgh Saturday at 3:45. And finally, some football news. FCS All-America place kicker Grayson Atkins, not Grayson Allen, Grayson Atkins, transferring from Furman to Carolina as a graduate transfer. Atkins will graduate from Furman in the spring and then join the Carolina program this summer. He'll have 1 year of eligibility remaining. Again, he was an FCS All-America and will be joining the Tar Heels for some competition at that place kicker position. All right, Coach, let's get some more questions. This one came from Liz, and we were just talking about a grad transfer from the football side of things. Liz says she has heard that you have worked a lot with Carolina's grad transfers in the last few years. Of course, Christian Keeling, Justin Pierce this year, Cam Johnson a few seasons ago. Liz wanted to know what that process is like when you are working with a graduate transfer.
Yeah, I think each grad transfer is different. Certainly, I've talked to more than just those guys, but most grad transfers are looking to go somewhere right away where they can have an impact. In the case of Justin and Cam and Christian, all wanted to come in and love the idea of playing at North Carolina. But for Cam, for instance, had spent 3 years at Pitt and wanted to be a part of an NCAA tournament-type team and certainly had a great experience for us here at Carolina. But it's different for each kid because you got to find a graduate program that they want to be in. Cam wanted to be in sports administration, and so he did a great job with that program. Justin Pierce is getting his MBA right now. Justin's an outstanding student, and so it's a little different in that those are two-year programs. We don't have any one-year graduate programs right now, and so that's one of the great things about Carolina. One of the great things about Coach Williams is that for both Justin and Christian, Coach has promised them that not only will they have their education this year, but going forward into next year too, so those guys can complete their graduate programs.
How hard, and we've asked Coach Williams this question before, and I know Carolina traditionally likes to take a, not a slow approach, but right, likes to get to know the guys before you invite them to be sure, a part of your basketball family. That process is sped up so much in the graduate transfer world. How do you handle that part of it?
Yeah, it's so much different, certainly from the way Coach Williams likes to do things, is that, you know, once you find out, there's really no waiting around. I mean, you got to go full blow. And, yep, and Coach likes to see guys at the high school level. He likes to see guys multiple viewings, likes to talk to them, get to know their family. And with a graduate transfer, you're really going right in. You got to sit down right away and make a judgment on whether this kid will fit, whether he fits what Carolina basketball is about. The great thing about all three of the grad transfers we've had, they've all been unbelievable kids from great families. And so that part is easy to determine that they're good kids. And then it's just a matter of whether you feel like they can fit the program. And so it is much quicker. The other thing that makes it difficult is you're trying to bring them to campus at a time, usually towards the end of the year when people are scattered around. You don't really have the current team. So a lot of times when we have high school kids, we'll have our full team for the visit. It's in the fall. There's a football game. There's a different experience. But with the grad transfers, it's usually something in the spring where the guys are gone, and so it's more on the coaching staff to try to show them what the experience will be like.
Carolina's only had 4 graduate transfers, the 3 that we were discussing, then Justin Knox back in 2011. That was before Coach Frederick was here, but only 4 graduate transfers as part of Carolina basketball here in recent years. Need to take a timeout, come back, more to do with Coach after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
We can't fix that 8 a.m. class or your cracked phone screen.
No.
But at the University of North Carolina system, we have fixed tuition for all North Carolina residents. That means when you start college, your tuition will not increase for 4 consecutive years while you earn your degree at any UNC system university. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. EdGear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Hi, Tar Heel fans, it's Jones Angel for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You have to make more happen, whether they're in Chapel Hill or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Carolina Athletics.
All right, quick reminder about our Alumni Hall giveaway coming in the next commercial break. If you're here with us in the restaurant, we're going to be pulling out a ticket. You should have received a ticket. And our item today, a Nike Vapor backpack. So a good prize tonight that we'll be pulling out here during the next break, all coming your way from Alumni Hall. Also, be sure to register to win a Tar Heel experience at a Roy Williams live show upcoming. The winner will receive an autographed photo with Coach Williams, a swag bag from Alumni Hall, and more. You can enter to win by stopping at Alumni Hall on West Franklin Street today, just down the road. So if you don't win, you want this Nike Vapor backpack, no problem. You can just walk down the road, pick it up. If we don't pull your ticket number, but we will be pulling that ticket during the next commercial break, and hopefully we will pull yours. All right, Coach S. Fox via Twitter sent this one in. Wanted to know if you had any updates on Anthony Harris or Sterling Manley. She said she just hadn't heard anything about the surgery or recovery, particularly for Anthony. I will answer. We talked about Sterling last week. Coach Williams mentioned that, of course, Sterling did go through surgery. I believe it was during the semester break, and that the reason you have not seen Sterling on the bench for Carolina is just that they don't want him anywhere near where somebody could dive into him or something like that. Right. Hit his the leg, the knee that he had surgery on. But that surgery did occur, went well. How about Anthony Harris?
Yeah, Anthony's surgery went well as two. It's just so unfortunate for him. Such a great kid. Had worked so hard to come back and to have another surgery a year and 5 days, I think it was, after his last one. But his spirits are high. We try to keep those guys, like you said, off the bench during the games because of the risk of injury. They're unfortunately not able to travel with us just because it doesn't make sense to try to bring them on those quick trips with the plane and the swelling and all that stuff. But like I said, Anthony is a tough kid, and he's eagerly attacking his rehab. We have Doug Halverson and Jonas Serration, our strength and trainer, who do a great job. And so Anthony is obviously experienced in the ACL rehab, and so we're hoping that this time we'll have him the whole rehab and hopefully get back faster than it was for his high school injury.
Have you guys, I assume this has occurred, now some of these injuries occurred before you guys ever
right.
received these players or before they made their way to Chapel Hill. I assume you guys have kind of looked and just to see if there's some reason why the injury level has gone up here recently?
Yeah, we do, and in Anthony's case, unfortunately, we even lengthened his return to play. He probably could have gone back a month earlier, but Doug and Jonas and our doctors really wanted to make sure that we were 100% that he was good to go. And it was the other knee that he got injured. And they told us that when you have an ACL injury, you're 10 times more likely to injure either knee the second time around. And so it's just certainly unfortunate with those guys. But, yeah, no real answer. You know, we've looked at everything from shoes to weight training to the way we're running and all that stuff, and there's no great answer. It's just been one of those years where it seems like we have new injuries every day and new issues that pop up, and so really been difficult on us, but we just got to keep battling through it.
Sure. Larry sent this one in, Coach, via Twitter. Wanted to know, what are some ideas you as a coaching staff try to use to keep the players motivated and keep morale up during the daily grind?
Yeah, so just recently we brought the team in to watch a movie. Like I said, anytime you're going through adversity like we are, we're trying to find different ways to energize them. So coaches started playing music during the warm-ups, which if you would have told me before the season he would have done that, I would have been absolutely shocked. But we've tried to add some music to practices to start to get the guys a little bit more juice to get going. We've shown movies. We've talked about just playing loose and playing free. But unfortunately, until you kind of crack the door and get a win here, we've got an uphill battle, but just got to keep working.
I got to take a break. A little behind on time. We're going to do our Alumni Hall giveaway during this next break. If you're here with us in the restaurant, more to do. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
All right, we're a little bit behind on time, so I'm going to have to go to another commercial break quickly, but a couple of reminders before we do that. One, SyncMyGame.com. If you're watching the game on TV, you don't want to hear what the TV guys are saying. You want to hear what we're saying on the Tar Heel Sports Network. So you can go to SyncMyGame.com. Easy instructions on how you can sync up the radio broadcast. Hear all that A-plus analysis from Eric Montross. You can sync up radio broadcast, TV feed. Easy to do, SyncMyGame.com. Secondly, Carolina Insider Podcast, new edition out tomorrow. Eddie Fogler is our guest, longtime, of course, Carolina player, longtime Carolina coach, then a head coach. Have some really interesting stuff with Coach Fogler about his Carolina time and his time now working with search firms to help other schools hire head coaches. Really interesting stuff from Coach Fogler. He is our guest tomorrow. And how about a big-time happy birthday to one of the best ever to do it at Carolina, Lenny Rosenbluth, joining us here tonight. Lenny, happy birthday. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening. We're going to take our last time out, come back. We'll get some thoughts from Brad on the upcoming game against Virginia Tech when we return to wrap things up from Top of the Hill Restaurant and Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
A little more than 2 minutes left on the show. Again, thank you so much for being with us tonight, either here in the restaurant, listening on the Tar Heel Sports Network, listening on the TuneIn app, maybe the Go Heels app, maybe you're on GoHeels.com, maybe you're listening to this as a podcast in the future. No matter how you're listening, we appreciate you joining us when you are. So, Carolina's next action, Wednesday night on the road, Virginia Tech, 8 o'clock. Brad, I know this isn't your scout, but right. Tar Heels back on the road, tough opponent. Hokies really stress you with the three-point shot. They are first in the ACC in threes made per game, and they are second in the conference in three-point percentage.
Yeah, they just do an unbelievable job shooting the three. I think they shoot 48% of their shots are three, which is like fifth in the nation in terms of teams doing that. And obviously we played against Mike Young teams the last couple of years when we played Wofford, and he does an unbelievable job of freeing guys up for shots. Last time we played in Blacksburg, it was not a good experience for us. And so we'll need to be up there ready to lock in, ready to go. Obviously, you need to get off to a better start than we did against Pitt on Saturday, and need to do a great job of guarding the ball, guarding the three, and hopefully we can stop this streak.
As Brad just referenced there, if you don't know, so Mike Young had been the head coach at Wofford. He's in his first year now at Virginia Tech. Of course, Buzz Williams had been there. He left to go to Texas A&M. So a new coach there for the Hokies, done a good job early in his tenure there. And Brad, from the Carolina perspective, obviously just need something positive right now. It's been a tough couple of weeks here, and man, it'd be something nice to see for the Toriels.
Absolutely. A coach talks about it all the time. Just any way to scratch and claw and get a victory and get things moving in the positive direction. There's still a lot of season left, regardless of how difficult things are right now. Still 14 conference games to go. Hopefully we can get healthy and get some guys back and continue to move upward.
So that game again on Wednesday night is 8 o'clock in Blacksburg. We'll be on the air at 7 p.m. with the Reese Jewelers pregame show on the Tar Heel Sports Network. Brad, thank you so much for your time tonight, man. Always enjoy talking with you. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
That's Brad Frederick joining us tonight, filling in for Coach. Remember, next week we're back on Tuesday night. Carolina plays on Monday, so we're back here on Tuesday for the next edition of the show. For tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill Restaurant and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.